All right, welcome in, folks, to the Can't Wait Kick It podcast. I'm co-host Mike, along with Chuck here.
What's up, Mikey?
Not much, man. Breaking off the rust, trying to get this thing moving again. It has been all of 2 months since we've recorded. I haven't talked to you in like a month.
Yeah. No, this is a very interesting time in our lives.
For sure.
It's probably, yeah, we haven't podcasted 6 to 8 weeks. And then again, we haven't seen each other at work. Outside of work, it's been kind of crazy. So,
Yeah.
lots of stuff going on, some travels, personal stuff. So, we are all good, and we are kind of back in the saddle and trying to remember, how to do one of these. It feels
Right.
like it's been forever.
It has been.
So.
It's crazy, like how long it's been, and just getting this thing going again, because there's been so much that's happened since we last potted. I mean, you've been traveling, I've been dealing with personal stuff, sickness. Oh my gosh, man, I'm ready to get back into the routine of things. And I've been watching TV. That feels like all I've been doing lately. And I'm ready to talk about it because there's a lot. We finished,
Yeah.
our last podcast. I think we were mid Severance, or we finished Severance and we were
White
mid
look.
White Lotus,
Yeah.
and that thing just blew up. Everybody started talking about it. I mean, it was crazy. So yeah, we missed a lot just in the last couple of weeks of not recording, but for those that are still listening, our dedicated quickie followers, it's amazing that you guys have lasted as long as we have.
I did get some text messages asking when we're gonna start podcasting again. So there are a few people out there that listen. So we
Nice.
always appreciate and thanks everybody who tunes in to hear us. So but yeah, so yeah, during the kind of hiatus, I didn't really watch TV for almost a month, and then just kind of been burning through everything over the past, like, basically April. I don't think I watched much TV in March, all the travels
Yeah.
and different things going on. So but said, caught up on pretty much everything going on and a couple of things that people may not have watched or been watching. So so much stuff is out at the moment, so much stuff is wrapped up,
I feel
like.
overloaded with how much content is out there right now. Like, we were
Yeah.
complaining about how little there was, and not that I'm saying there's a lot of bangers out there right now, but there's a lot to stream. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then you were telling me, so I was banging the Shogun drum
Ooh.
last year, and I think it was my number one or two show last year. Is it last year?
Yeah, it was last year. Yeah.
So you finally finished it, and
Dude,
what were your thoughts?
you were banging the drum. You were in the band. I was on the bus. Like, I wasn't even like, I was still at the high school waiting to like join the marching band. Like, I'm
You were
right
on
there
the
with you.
ship.
Yeah.
You were waiting to get on the ship.
I
Yeah.
was still in Portugal. Like, yeah, dude,
Yeah.
like, dude, Shogun was so amazing. It's not a show about fighting and battles. It's a show about politics and conniving and, Japanese culture from fucking years ago that just is nothing like that we know of today. People just committing seppuku suicide, like over
Yeah.
dishonoring or speaking up about something. And I just am amazed at it. I loved it way more than I thought I would. I don't know what they're talking about a season two. I don't know what they can do with that. To me, just leave it alone or do a completely different time period or a different
Yeah.
phase in that time period.
I think as we learn, kind of as you watch Shogun now and then with Tokyo Vice, I think just any, like, period of time in Japanese history, do a show, and
For sure.
like, I know we'll be there, but
Yeah.
yeah, I could do some other eras, some other shoguns, but yeah, I wouldn't want a continuation or no more Cosmo Jarvis. I think he did fine in the role, but like,
Yeah.
let's do a different, choose 100 years past that or before that, or
Yeah, later in the
so
dynasty or something like that. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally agree. And I take back, I think I called Cosmo Jarvis like the poor man's Tom Hardy. The dude killed it all on his own after I watched like the whole thing. When he
Yeah.
told that those people not to take that fish or pheasant down that was like
Yeah.
balding and whatever, and the old man took it down and he killed himself and he got all mad. That was amazing acting. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, the first once you get past like him in the first episode, an episode and a half, then he is like
Yeah.
he gets dialed in. So
Yeah.
yeah, what a good show.
Yeah, so good. Shogun. I also dabbled in watching a little bit of Derek on Netflix with Ricky Gervais, where he's like working at like a nursing home or like a retirement
Yeah.
home in London, and he's like not slow but is slow. Dude, it's hilarious. But it's
Nice.
got Roy Kent in it before he was on anybody's radar.
Oh, so
And
it's
it's
Roy
just
Kent
hilarious.
before the before Ted Lasso? Is it an
Yeah, way
older
before.
show? Oh, okay.
Yeah, at 2012 maybe, something like that. Yeah, it's only like 3 seasons and it's 4 episodes a season. And like you think it's gonna be like funny, and like the last third of every episode is serious. Like, 'cause like the
Yeah.
first episode, somebody like passes away in the nursing home, and like Ricky Gervais's character is like devastated, and you're like, Ricky Gervais has range? Like, it's insane, man. Like, it's incredible. It's worth a
Nice.
watch. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think catching up on some other things before we kind of dig into a
Yeah.
few other. I watched Paradise on Hulu,
Started it.
finished that, 0 Day on Netflix with Robert De Niro. It was all right. So I think Paradise is a great watch.
Lot of talk
James
about Paradise.
Marsden, and yeah, episode I think 7, the penultimate, is like regarded as one of the best episodes of the year,
Wow.
so far. So it was really good. It's kind of like I don't know if you ever watched World War Z with Brad Pitt and like zombies are climbing onto the plane as they're leaving. I mean, it's that kind of very like shit's
Nice.
falling apart and we've got to get
Yeah.
somewhere. So it's a good, I mean, the whole series is great. 0 Day, it was all right. It's kind of another
Bobby De
like
Niro. Yeah.
kind of another thing. It's worth a watch, but it's kind of leaves you a little flat. But yeah, then we've got like I'm gonna just list
Yeah.
things, so we White Lotus, which just ended, Righteous Gemstones, which we're both watching now. I think it's got 2 episodes left, maybe.
Think so, yeah.
The Studio on Apple TV, Seth Rogen. I watched the first episode of that. I haven't finished that.
Didn't pick it
Black
up.
Mirror. Black
Whoo!
Mirror, I watched 6 or 7 episodes. That's amazing. Like,
Dunking on it.
can't wait to watch 7 because that's the follow-up to the USSS
Callister, yeah.
McAllister, yeah, Callister.
I watched
Last of
five of
Us.
seven. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched 6 or 7. I haven't watched the
I didn't go in
7th
order. I
one,
just
but
started picking the ones I fucking wanted to
yeah,
watch. Yeah.
and that's the beauty of that too. You don't have to go in order, and like
Hell yeah.
I was saving 7 for last anyways, but 6 was called Eulogy with it's got a God, what's that guy's name? That was in like the Wine movie and
Paul Giamatti.
anyway, Paul Giamatti, yeah. He's in that. That's pretty wild
Haven't seen that episode yet.
episode
Yeah.
too.
Other than USS Callister, Plaything, I think we both like raved about Plaything. How that was amazing. That was episode
Yeah.
like five. Yeah. Or four.
Yeah. Plaything was one of the best episodes. It's unreal.
Yeah.
So Black Mirror came back on fire as well. Let's talk real quick about Severance and White Lotus, since those are well past.
Yeah.
Starting with Severance, I don't know if we did a like our final thoughts
We did
about
not.
that. But I I think it was a very, I think it was good and I liked it. It just felt down from season one, and maybe it was hard to replicate something kind of
For
that
sure.
mind blowing. But it, I mean, season one, it leaves you, we know Gemma's alive. Any Mark screams that out, or, and you know, then he goes back in to basically try to find his wife, and then it ends with him leaving his wife, who he got out, to go back in for Helly. So, I like the structure, and it'll be interesting to see in season three how everything plays out. It just seemed a lot of it was style over substance. Like there
I
was,
agree.
like the Miss Cobell episode could have been a 10-minute piece in an episode, versus the whole 40 minutes. I mean, I liked hearing stories about children huffing ether in the factory, and you find you kind of go outside of the tier, maybe, and what's that's a big part of like it, we still haven't seen much of the outside world. You know, we're not like in any cities or any recognizable places, so but it is, I don't know, what are your thoughts? I mean, it's so
I'm with
long
you.
ago that it's hard to put everything together, but
It was long ago, and I think we were nearing the end when we were talking about the show, or we did finish it, but I don't think we gave our final thoughts. I agree, but if season one was a 10, to me, season two was like an 8.5,
yeah,
at
I
least
would say
for
that.
me. It had its moments. It was we were concerned about being more of its own style than of its substance, and it kind of went that way. We had back-to-back bottle episodes. Everybody else with it, I can remember the Cobell episode, and yet I can't remember the episode. Oh, it was the Gemma episode. It was back-to-back bottle episodes. That's pretty risky to do. I think they could have redone the timeline of the season, and it would have probably flowed better. But when I think of like the little things that are going on, I start to realize how much I did like it. Like the birthing cabins was a place where like Jay Meaghan had his kids, his little bastards, and just all these weird little things. And great show. I can't wait to see what they do with season three. I think they're gonna do this one for the fans. Like if you think of it like the Ocean's trilogy, like Ocean's 11 was one for it was one for the OG, and then Ocean's 12 was one for the studio, and then Ocean's 13 was one for the fans. And I think we're gonna get a good one where this season is probably gonna wrap up everything that we want in a nice way, and it's gonna be really nice. But yeah, 8.5 out of 10. Be really interesting to see what they do with the third one. Hope it doesn't take as long. They took 6 months to shoot the intro where he's like running through the halls. Could have done with a little less running in the first to save like 3 months, but that's just me.
Yeah, and I mean, I would think that, what if I remember correctly, they were
They had
mapping
a writer's
out
strike too.
season three, but I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if we don't get season three until January of 2027.
Totally agree. I could see that.
So, it'll be nice to have on a rewatch. So, you know,
No,
it
I
would be
agree.
nice to prep for around then. So,
Definitely.
yeah.
Won't be seeing Mr. Drummond around anytime soon since he got No Country for Old Men right into the neck with the little air pistol.
That was one of the probably best parts of the
Hands
season.
down.
That and Milicic's drumline dancing.
Elation and coordination, or whatever that the drum department was called. Hilarious. But yeah, so Severance, good. White Lotus, great. I freaking love this season of White Lotus. Whoever got mad at Mike White, dude, just enjoy the ride. You didn't design the roller coaster, just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed, in looking back at it, like season two as well. I think he's got a good formula. I think the one thing that he does well is someone important in the story is going to die. You know, so when all the theories start coming around of like, oh, it's going to be, you know, the weird host guy that sang, or it's going to be one of the Russian, you know, guys in the shootout. Like, we don't have this, or even Mook, like, we don't have the stakes invested in those. Like, I mean, who was the best in season one? Armand, like, and he was the one that died. And two, Jennifer Coolidge, who was in both seasons, is like a big part of the show. So I think that's kind of, a lot of people started focusing on the mystery more than the enjoyment of the show.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's not a murder mystery, really. I mean, I
No.
wouldn't classify that as that. So I think all the stuff going around, I mean, just like you get the beauty of Sam Rockwell monologuing in a hotel and then kind of just being like,
Fucking
you know,
Emmy.
those that two episode run with him, then two, where then he's like, oh, you know, I'll go back to the monastery tomorrow, and just goes into this fucking like
Spiral.
spiral. And Rick is just like, Rick, it seems like he's like, I have, my life is great. I've got Chelsea, and like he's just smiling. And then when he gets back, and in his dad, and when they show up, the guards are like, you know, it's he can't ever get past it, right? So,
No, yeah.
and he doesn't know that he was his dad, even though we find out, you know,
After he's
after the
killed him.
fact. And
Yeah.
yeah, so I think, I mean, Walton Goggins is great, and we're very lucky to be watching a lot of shows with him.
Oh, it's Goggins galore for
So,
sure right now. Yeah. Guy's having a moment. Yeah.
it's a great show. I mean,
Yeah, I love this season. Like, we didn't even talk about the family from North Carolina, and like, even like Jason Isaacs and the Duke fallout, which now he's saying like anytime he's out in public and there's a camera, he's gonna be wearing like a Duke t-shirt because they hated him wearing
yeah.
it in that suicide scene. But yeah, Goggins, incredible. Oh, Carrie Coon. Oh my gosh, she's gonna win an Emmy
Yeah.
just for that like 5 minute monologue she had at the table with the two girls. And then, yeah, Sam Rockwell, hilariously, is her husband in real life, had his moment over like three episodes where he gets roped into being a fake director from Hollywood who's apparently seen like all these women's films. And then they like did no prep whatsoever going into it. And he's just talking out of his ass and then winds up going on that bender. And I just saw the clip recently where he's like, Goggins is walking to the elevator because he's like, I'm over this. And like Rockwell's like chasing him down the hallway in like his like banana hammock. And he's
Yeah.
like rolling and stewing stuff. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, it's just so off the wall. I thought the last episode, not that the season, it was kind of lulling, or I don't know if it just took a while to get back into the groove of White Lotus, but to me, the last episode just made the whole thing incredible. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, you know, with my daughter was asking, you know, me, because she liked the first and second seasons, and she was like, watched the first two episodes, and she's like, should I keep going? The first two are kind of boring. I'm like, yes, it just takes off like from episode three onward, and then you know, it's heartbreaking because you see, you know, Rick is that, you know, he's a tragic figure, and tragic figures often bring other people down with them in tragedy, and that's what happened to Chelsea as well. So
Yeah.
Amy Lee Wood and Walton Goggins were magnificent, and so was everybody else. It's like at first I couldn't stand Patrick Swayze's son, and by the end of it, like you're like,
Root for the guy
wow, he's a
almost.
really good actor, and like he was like sexually assaulted by his
His
brother, like
brother.
that.
Oh, that was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good show. The writing is incredible. Mike White's going to continue to get money thrown at him to make this kind of stuff. I look forward to the spinoff where the Ratliffs go back to North Carolina and wind up living like the Roses from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what was funny is like even just talking, you know, in real life, like they probably get back on the boat and get the US, and you know, he
It's
probably,
handcuffed right out off the boat.
well, he may get indicted, but then charges dropped after he works out a deal or gets pardoned by
For
Trump,
sure.
or you know, I mean, it's like, or
That's
whoever the
season
president.
four.
It's a white lotus. Yeah, I mean, it's this is what happens with rich people in general. So, you know, with his, I think he said his grandfather was like governor of North Carolina, and then dad had businesses. So, like, I mean, it's old money,
Oh, yeah.
and they're going to be protected. So,
They're gonna get
you
back,
know.
and then they come to find out that Leslie Bibb's husband in the show is like a big Trump donor in Austin. So they like wind up giving her a call, and like they get it all squared away and pardoned and everything. I think
Yeah.
that'd be hilarious. Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to you at the White Lotus. Turns out you're important to me now.
Which I don't know if you've seen the behind the scenes on that kind of stuff, but Jason Isaacs said like that their characters are wealthier than they were shown to be in the show because in
Yeah.
deleted scenes, they normally travel to like mansions and have like butlers and all this stuff to where like the staff like doesn't talk to them. So they're kind of like slumming it at the White Lotus, slumming
Yeah.
it in their terms, not our terms. But
Yeah.
it's super interesting how different the show could have been because they left out a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on White Lotus?
No. Bangers, can't wait for season four. I do feel bad for Fabian, the manager of this White Lotus, who bragged and bragged and bragged about how he's a great singer and is going to do really great. And they cut away from him after like 8 seconds of him performing. And I could not stop laughing that they did
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Other than that, no, not for me. Anything else for you?
No, just I'll be back watching season four, wherever it is. So.
Easily, which I've heard is in Australia for the next season. Mike White's already been quoted as saying he's got a nice little resort town in Australia in mind. Yeah.
Oh, good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Just a little south of Thailand, so we could see Gary Gregg again with his little with his
Yeah.
yacht. Yeah.
Yeah, he yachts it down there. He just shows up
Uh.
again, and like Belinda's on a like she spends the $5 million, and then she has to go like work at a White Lotus Australia on another exchange program.
She invests it all with Ratliff. She's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I met this guy on this boat, and he said he has great investments. Turns out he was
Yeah.
related to Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. Charles Ponzi and Bernie Madoff.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, good shit, man.
And Righteous Gemstones. So I really like this season. Like, it's definitely it's interesting because I correlate a lot with a lot of his other stuff. So like Eastbound and Down in particular, his first big series on HBO is four episode or four seasons, was supposed to be three and another four. And like the fourth season was just like kind of wild. So
Yeah.
the third season and Eastbound and Down kind of wrapped it up in a bow and was a perfect ending, and they went with the fourth, and same thing kind of with Righteous Gemstones. But still the season is like insane. I think we saw
Yeah.
like in the first four episodes, or the maybe episodes 2, 3, and 4, like a penis, like before the opening credits, and
Goggins just
that's
hanging
it.
salami like three different times. Good God, yeah.
So it does seem a little disjointed. Like maybe Goggins and John Goodman's scenes are being filmed like separately, and maybe because Goggins was also working on White Lotus, I
Oh,
don't
I
know.
never even thought of that.
But his interactions on some of it seem like almost shot separately at times. But I don't know. I always enjoy anything with I thought Sunday night's episode was great.
I thought
The
it was better. I you're really liking the season. I think I was a little down on it just because it does to me it does feel disjointed. Like they've the three kids have reverted back to being on little bitches almost, where they're like protesting like John Goodman dating their mom's old friend, and they just start like reverting to childish acts. But it's just hilarious because like BJ like breaks his neck from pole dancing in like the second episode, and so far this season he's just in a wheelchair and nobody like gives a shit about him. It's so funny how mean they are to him.
That's been the best part of this like season so far is the BJ stuff, because just like breaks his neck pole dancing and then in the wheelchair, like they take a picture outside of their like thing, he's in the back, like no one paid attention. He can't like the last he has a service monkey now, and like
Mr.
the
Watson.
monkey Mr. Watson's throwing shade at Judy, like it's Tim Baltz and Edie Patterson are just fucking terrific. Like I could just have a spin-off of them two, like they move to, I don't know,
He moves to
Florida to
Malibu
start a
Beach and she
church.
shaves her snatch.
Yes.
Like she said in like the
So
first season.
I still like I was like watching a clip the other day, and I started like thinking about last year where she was telling him about her first serious boyfriend professor, whatever, is a nice Patagonia shirt. I knew right then he I knew what that meant.
She sexually assaults him. It's so fucked up. Dude, how they do
I
this
mean,
writing is incredible.
it's so fantastically warped, but it's genius, so
It's so funny because this season is over the top, like because like Kelvin's got his like gay ministry and like they're just shitting on him the whole time. And now they're like coming together and I can't wait for them to turn on each other again. It's so funny.
yeah, it's I can't wait till their next project, so.
I really hope it's something like political, like where Danny McBride is like a senator and so is Goggins or something like that. That would be incredible. Like a Veep spoof or something. So funny, man. But
They should
yeah.
do more stuff together.
That's a great show. It's so fun. I'm glad I watched that show. Last week's episode was hilarious. They're like I found like the greatest treat for Dr. Watson is prepackaged fajita meat. And it's like, what? Like
He's throwing fajita meat at Judy. Oh my God. It's so good.
The fact, then she like when they she takes BJ out of the hospital and she just like wheels him over like to the side and then just like opens the door like he's gonna get in by himself. Like they just like are treating him like absolute shit.
Yeah,
But
they're like, yeah, it's
it's so great.
poor beige.
What else have we got? That was hilarious. The Last of Us is on.
So Last of Us, like we both watched Adolescent. I think we should probably
That's
do
a
a
separate.
separate podcast to talk about that show, because that's I've been telling everybody that I know that they should watch that, and it's just like game changing television. It's something
It's incredible.
that I think we need to spend an episode on to talk about. But The White Lotus, or sorry, The White Lotus, The Last of Us. two episodes out. I watched the first two. You watched the first one.
Yep.
Thoughts?
I love it. I love that it's back. It's such a different type of show. I mean, it's end of the world zombies and all that shit, but it's just different in its own like vibe. And then the fact that they have like the mom from Home Alone is the therapist of the town who like Pedro Pascal killed at some point in the show. So good. And then you've got the underlying current of like she and Joel, like the girl and Joel like aren't getting along right now. We'll find out why later. We know why. And then like the ridiculous scene in the church, which is a shot for shot remake of the video game where like she and the other girl kiss and that one dude's like, "Get out of this town, like we don't want that here." And it's just like, just shut the fuck up. Like so funny. Yeah.
We're in the middle of a mushroom apocalypse, but
Right.
we don't want your kind
End
around
of the world, don't find love. Yeah. Yeah. So ridiculous.
But
Yeah, what do you think about the season? It's so good to me.
no, it's great, and I mean the first two episodes have been amazing, so I can't talk about two, but next week we'll talk about the second one, maybe second, third, but it's definitely good. I really loved the first season, and I had only played half of the first video game. It's just, I mean, Pedro Pascal is amazing, and he does a great job, and so does Ellie, Bella Ramsey as well. So I think it's interesting to see how some of the secondary characters are going to develop in season two. And then some newer characters that we're going to see in episode two that were like in last year's, like one episode last year.
Yeah, and then there was the lady that ran that town that like went like batshit crazy, like I can't remember, Melanie Lansky or something like that. I hope
Melanie
she makes a
Lavinsky.
return. Yeah, I hope she makes a return because yeah, I liked her character.
So yeah, it's a great show. I mean, I think it's, I mean, who's the Mark Mylod is involved, and he did Succession, I think, or no, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
So he did some of the really good episodes of that. So I think they found, they have the right kind of the right touch with their director and their writing staff. So I think it's really good. So looking forward to, I think there's seven episodes, so two down and five to go.
Yeah, it'll be a short season for sure. Yeah.
And then Andor comes out tonight on when we're recording it. So first three episodes come out on 422, and
Can't
I think
wait.
it's coming in what, four 3 episode blocks.
Yeah. I don't know
So
why
I
they're doing
mean,
that. It's like I'm gonna be watching three episodes the first night because I'm a binger and a degenerate, so I'm gonna be up till like midnight watching the Andor. Yeah.
well, and even, I mean, like the first season, even though they didn't release it like that, they were, like it was kind of similar in how like the story's
The structure, yeah.
structure was told in that way. So it
It's
makes
true.
sense if they're sticking with the same kind of logic
Yeah.
there, but
Yeah, I can't wait to see Luthen Rayyal come back, the Skarsgård who had the ship that got away at the end that's been running the rebellion. I really like his character. Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to just watch a recap of season one because I don't think I can go back and watch 12 episodes
Oh, no.
to
Yeah.
catch up.
And you may as well just watch the last three episodes because that was the meat of that carcass right there. Yeah, that was awesome. But yeah. Really looking forward to that. And then I don't know if you started watching Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV with Johnny
Not
Gambron.
yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm
It's
looking forward to it.
pretty good. I'm three episodes in. I think the next episode comes out on Friday. And he's I'm getting a lot of Don Draper suave confidence vibes, and Really liking it with some sprinkles of John Hamm humor because we know he likes to play some comedy in it. So it's
Yeah.
pretty good. It's pretty
So,
good.
is it a sprinkle of Mad Men, Bridesmaids, and Fargo?
Kinda,
Or is there
yeah.
any
It's a
is
little
there
bit
any
of
cowboy
all.
in there? Yeah,
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's gonna be, I think you'll
Little
enjoy it.
cowboy sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be pretty good. So
Oh, and Landman. I forgot he was in Landman, where he just is on the phone and has a heart attack and dies.
that's so true. Yeah, and I just, oh yeah, well, I just saw him. I think it's in your Friends and Neighbors where he calls somebody Monty, and I'm like, that was his name in Landman.
It's, and Monty's on the other line, and it's Billy Bob Thornton.
Which way we should get that season two got announced, so we'll probably watch that in 2027. Yeah,
Yeah.
but
Maybe Sheridan shows come back a little quicker, so maybe
that's
that
true.
will be
Yeah.
he seems like he's a very focused person. So
Yeah, he doesn't have Yellowstone to contend with, so he's got some free time on his hands. Yeah. So,
yeah.
any other shows we haven't caught up on?
No, I think we talked in general about a lot. So,
Yeah.
now we can get back
Into
in a rhythm here.
our groove. We'll be talking about the Gemstones as we get the last two episodes of that going. We'll get The Last of Us going. That's only seven episodes this season. Last season was nine episodes. And then Your Friends and Neighbors is that's like 10 episodes. So we got a ways to go on that. So yeah, we got quite a bit to talk about. So we should be pretty good. Looking forward to it. As you said, Andor's tonight. Which is with I can't remember his name now, but it's on Netflix where he's like a serial killer who dates all these chicks. On Netflix, and then Tires season two comes out in just over a month. So we got some good stuff coming
Nice.
up. Yeah. But
For sure.
anything else from your side?
No, I think it's it. Just a good little little short and snappy.
Good rebound, yeah.
Get back in the swing of things and let people know we're alive and kicking.
For sure.
And we're alive and we're still kicking it.
Yeah. Can we kick it? Oh, we're kicking it. So, yeah, appreciate everybody for kicking it with us this week. Be sure to watch Gemstones and The Last of Us. Tune in next week and check out the podcast platforms, check out the Insta, and thanks for those sticking around if you made it this far. As Cousin likes to say.
Peace.